Nobody yelled, "Why don't you go live with them?"
Nobody did. Although I'm sure that there are some people who believe that. And what I say was, you know, that I used to live in France. I lived in France for 7 years. And when I found out what was going on in Vietnam, I came back here because I thought that this is the place where Americans have to be if they really care about what is happening, if they really want to change things. And I believe that the people who are speaking out against the war, be they Republicans or Democrats, are patriots. Mm-hmm. I resent the fact that our flag is being taken away from us by people who are bombing civilian targets, keeping our prisoners of war in the jails there. The prisoners of war themselves are aware of what's happening. I talked with seven of them, and they said to me, "We believe that if Richard Nixon is reelected, we're going to be here forever."
You don't think they were brainwashed?
I asked them if they were brainwashed, and they laughed, and they said, "Well, we read Time and Life and Newsweek and the New York Times," and they said, "Tell our families that we are being taken care of all right. The living conditions are sparse, but they're better than the Vietnamese, because the Vietnamese know that if we had to live the way they did, we would probably die, because the Vietnamese live on just a handful of rice a day. They paint, they teach each other classes. They were very strong, healthy, interested, intelligent men who were thinking a lot of new kinds of thoughts because of the kind of books that they'd been reading about our own history, American history."